All right, guys. Let's back to Two Thirds Radio. No, we're not conducting a seance here on Two Thirds Radio. I'm not going to be conjuring up the spirit of Ted Pike. Albert Pike. Geez, now I'm really getting confused here. I got to get more sleep, folks. I said Albert Pike before the break by accident. Well, it was a major slip of the tongue. I meant to say Ted Pike is going to be calling. Albert Pike, of course, is the deceased, high-ranking 19th century Freemason sleazeball there that wrote the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry handbook thingy there. So that's not the guy we're having on. If he was live, I don't think I would be too interested in having that man on. Anyway, so until he calls in, I guess I'll go over a few more of these little interesting little trivia things. Here's one. Typewriter. The word typewriter is the longest word in the English language that can be made using the letters of just one row on the keyboard. That's pretty interesting. Typewriter. Is that by chance? That just happened to arrange the... Who arranged for the keys to be put in that order anyway? Anybody have any thoughts on that one? Give me a call. 1-800-313-9443. I'd be curious to know how the heck they... Why they arranged them that way. It's kind of strange. A cat, did you know, has 32 muscles in each ear. Why that is, I have no idea, but 32 muscles. A goldfish has a memory span of 3 seconds. Our current president, beats that record. I think he has 1.3 seconds. But in any case, I don't know how they come up with that for a goldfish. Goldfish has a memory span of 3 seconds. The word jiffy is actually a unit of time. It's a measurement of 1/100th of a second. It's a literal, you know, we always use that term, be back in a jiffy. But did you know it really does? It is a real, actual measurement. A shark is the only fish that can blink with both eyes. Interesting. Apparently they mean independently, I guess. Blink independently. Is a shark a fish? Do they have scales? I always thought it was like whales and dolphins. No, I guess not. Yeah, I guess. I don't recall sharks having... Do fish have to have scales to be fish? What is the criteria? Well, they have gills, right? So I guess... I thought they had to have scales, too. I don't know. Anyway, a snail can sleep for 3 years. Now, somebody must have a boring life. Do they sit there and watch the snail? How do they come up with this stuff? What, do they videotape them overnight while they go to bed? And I don't know. That's pretty bizarre. Of course, you got to wonder why. It's a Rip Van Winkle thing. I guess a caller wants the transcripts of this nonsense. I just got word from RBN they want the email address. So once again, guys, the email is truthhurtsradio@aol.com. And again, Hertz is spelled H-E-R-T-Z, truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Almonds are a member of the peach family. That's pretty interesting. Did you know that? Well, that would, you know, that kind of makes sense. Do you ever taste the nut inside of the peach pit? It has an almondy kind of taste, so I guess that would explain that. An ostrich's eye is bigger than its brain. Again, another commonality we have with our current president. Wow, what do you know? Goldfish and ostriches have a lot in common with Bush. All right, guys, another short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back. I guess Albert Pike is not going to be calling us here. All right, guys, be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Guys, welcome back to Super Radio. The host, Charlie Giuliani, just going over some more of these useless, trivial things here. Kind of interesting nonetheless. Babies are born without kneecaps. They don't appear until the child reaches 2 to 6 years of age. Up to six? Wow, I never knew that. I knew about segmented skull thing, but no neat to cap sock up until as late as 6 years old. Wow, that's wild. I never knew that. Ooh, that's kind of weird. How come their legs don't bend backwards? Ooh, that is weird. Does anybody know any kid that doesn't have kneecaps? What's there? There's nothing there? All right, that's new to me. Well, you know, that kind of makes sense. Babies have that, like, that little dimple thing. Did you ever see that when their legs are stretched straight out? There's, like, their leg, like, there's a dent there, you know? So that would make sense, I guess. Wow. But up to six? Pretty interesting. February 1865 is the only month in recorded history not to have a full moon. Now, why is that? That's weird, huh? Just that 1 month, that 1 year, that's weird. In the last 4,000 years, no new animals have been domesticated. In the last 4,000 years, Is Bush domesticated? Does anybody know? That could be an exception. I'm not sure. Anyway, if the population of China walked past you, eight abreast, the line would never end because of the state of reproduction. Wow. If the entire population of China was to walk past you, eight in breadth, eight people at a time, in, you know, in rows, the line would never end. Constant production line. Human production line. Wow. That's a lot of people, guys. Well, hey, I mean, what do they got? About a billion people? The Earth has, what, 6 billion? 1/6 of the world's population. That is astonishing. Leonardo da Vinci invented the scissors. Did you guys know that one? I didn't know that myself. Guy was a genius. He basically had invented, he hadn't developed it, but he laid out the groundwork for a flying craft. I guess you could pedal it, and it had like little propeller things, and theoretically it, you know, it would propel you. And of course, he made a lot of aerodynamic little handheld, you know, like paper airplane type things, little flying devices that he would throw around. The guy was a genius. He understood human anatomy perfectly. That's why he was such a good artist. He actually used to do autopsies. He studied human tissues and, you know, muscle and so forth. So he was intimately acquainted with it so that when he did his artwork, he knew exactly how the muscles stretched, and therefore he knew, you know, the proportions and contortions and which muscles would be bulged out. And, I mean, you know, from memory, he knew exactly how to portray the human form in any position he would portray it in. The guy was a genius. Anyway, peanuts are one of the ingredients of dynamite. Now, there's some trivia for you. Anybody know that one? That's pretty bizarre. Rubber bands last longer when refrigerated. All right. The average person's left hand does 56% of the typing. Interesting. The cruise liner QE2 moves only 6 inches for each gallon of diesel that it burns. Wow. You gotta be kidding. You heard of miles per gallon? This one's gallons per mile. And all at your tax-paying expense, of course. The microwave was invented after a researcher walked by a radar tube and a chocolate bar melted in his pocket. That's how the microwave oven came about. That's interesting. Is this the same guy that bumped into the guy eating a jar of peanut butter, and that's how the Reese's peanut butter cup got... you remember those commercials?
You got peanut butter in my chocolate.
All right. The winter of 1932 was so cold that Niagara Falls froze. Wow. Now, that's cold. That's a lot of force there, guys, to be holding back. The falls actually froze. I remember I went there. The only time I've been there was back in, I think it was 86. And they actually had half of the falls shut down. They were doing, like, repairs or whatever. So only half of the thing was... But let me tell you, when I saw that, that was just tremendous. We were a mile across. We went across the footbridge over to the Canadian side. And we were getting soaked with the mist. If we stood there long enough, we would have been completely, you know, our clothes would have been soaked. We were getting dew on our faces, you know, from the mist a mile across. And you could just feel the tremendous rumbling, you know, the ground was shaking across the whole area. As soon as you pull up in your cars, you know, you can feel the ground shaking. I mean, you're talking, what, billions of gallons of water hitting the ground, you know, every second as the water falls off the edge there. And so you can imagine for that thing to freeze over, that's... But anyway, when I was there, you know, even with only half of the thing running, it was pretty powerful. I can't imagine. I want to go back sometime, you know, now that it's repaired and the full thing is flowing. I can imagine. It must be all the more impressive to see. There are more chickens in the world than people. All right. Thanks to probably Kentucky Fried Chicken, I guess. Winston Churchill was born in a ladies' room during a dance. All right. There we go. Let's see. Women blink nearly twice as much as men. Did you know that? It's kind of interesting. I wonder, I won't say anything. I might get myself in trouble. Got a theory on that. No, I'm joking. But interesting, women blink twice as much as men. Anybody got any theory on that one? Call in, let me know. All right, guys, I don't know what happened to Albert, a.k.a. Ted Pike. He called about an hour ago and said he was going to call in about 20 minutes. I don't know, he must have got tied up with something. He did say he had some interesting stuff to share, so I don't know, maybe he'll call in later in the show or tomorrow or something. But in any case, in the meantime here, I thought I would share, let's see, I got to remember what I did with it. Okay, here we go. Oh, a few weeks back or months back, whenever it was, I read some words of wisdom, stuff that I'd written years ago. I used to be quite the poet. Years ago, written actually hundreds of poems, and along with these little wise sayings, I got hundreds of them here. I thought I'd go through a few of them, go off on another one of my philosophical rants here. Here's one. Though the rainstorm might ruin your picnic, it will help your garden to grow. There you go. Kind of an alternative way of looking at things that go wrong in life. Too bad I don't apply this all the time, though, for me. I'm great at giving other people advice, but never apply it in my own life. When things go wrong for me, I usually, like everybody else, throw a tantrum. But, you know, how much less stress we would suffer if we'd look at things that way, you know, instead of letting things ruin our day. Look at the good that can be brought from it, you know. In fact, I think I mentioned this on the last show when I talked about this stuff. That, you know, things that go wrong don't have to ruin our day. It's really up to us. Nothing can, quote, make us mad. That phrase has to be removed from the English language. We really have no right to say that somebody or something makes us mad. Nothing makes you mad. You know, does somebody hold you down and demand that you get mad right now? You'd better get mad right now. You know, do they keep beating on you until you get mad? No, it's a choice that that we make. Anger or, you know, being disgusted or whatever is not something that has to happen. It's a choice that we make. Probably the only emotion, really, that we don't have control over completely is the old tear thing. You know, that's just a natural response if something sad happens. You know, you can't hold that back. And I guess laughing, too. Like when I look at George Bush's face, I just can't help but laugh. It's quite a humorous sight to behold. But, you know, other than that, other than laughter and crying, I think all other emotions are voluntary, including anger, guys. For some people, it seems to come natural because, you know, they've just given into it for so long. It's too easy for them, and it seems uncontrollable, but it's not. It's totally controllable. Anger is a choice that we make. It might be harder for some to control than others, but it is controllable. And so, you know, rather than letting the picnic ruin your parade, just look on the bright side of things, you know. Think of, hey, maybe we're not supposed to have the parade today. Maybe something bad was going to happen if we had the parade. And this rain is protecting us from it. You know what I'm saying? You never know. Anyway, I'll bore you with some more of these wise sayings when we get back. Stick with us, guys.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com. Or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, guys. Back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Just going over some of these wise sayings here. I like this next one. This might set me off on a major rant here. An empty religion may give you an outward smile, but it can't erase your inward frown. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, there's a whole sermon in that one. Guys, I'm going to tell you, there's no exception to the rule. All organized religion, ultimately, sooner or later, is going to put that inward frown in you. Oh, you might still maintain the cosmetic outward smile. You have to go through the motions. You know, you have to look like you're happy. But inside, something doesn't settle right with you. Anyone who's ever belonged to one of these systems, or maybe some listeners still do belong, and you know in your gut something just isn't right. You know you can't continue to live this lie. You can't continue to support this system, to be a part of it, because you know it's about as far away from God as George Bush, who claims to be a Christian. It's a scam, guys. Organized religion will destroy your soul. It's nothing but pure, unbridled corruption. I can't believe. Thank God, you know, these things are losing members left and right. They're actually coming apart at the seams. They're falling apart. People are leaving them by the droves, starting their own home churches or going to local, independently run churches that don't have connections with some big corporate system, some head office that dictates policy and tells them what they can believe and how to believe and if to believe and when to believe. It is true, guys. You know, who can argue it? Have you ever known, you know, real hard, dedicated loyalists to organized religion? I'm sure you do. Everybody's got neighbors that do. They're the most miserable monstrosities you ever want to run into. They really are. They're incredibly hateful people. They talk the talk all the time, you know, how, about their joy in the Lord. But they're miserable. Finger-pointing, judgmental, condemning, holier-than-thou, snappy. You know, a lot of these big-name churches have some really pathetic statistics as far as domestic abuse, you know, spousal abuse, child abuse, alcohol use. It's pathetic, but it's no surprise to those who understand how it works. You know, it couldn't be any other way. I wonder if that's Ted calling me. Oh, jeez. Boy. Maybe at the RBN office, Ken, if you can give him a call. I think he had done this before. He thought that calling me would get him in on the show. I don't think he realizes that he has to call the network. Maybe if you can call him or something. Or maybe I can call him during the break. I don't know. I have a feeling that's him. Anyway, but, you know, guys, it's not belonging to a system, to a church that brings you happiness and brings you connection with God. It's where your heart is at. And let me tell you, most people who belong to these big-name churches, their heart isn't even in it. They're just going through the motions. Sometimes it's, you know, it's like a social club for them. They like the little picnics and the little gatherings. But, you know, quite honestly, you know, they don't want to lose their friends, so they continue going. But are these people really friends? If they're a bunch of mindless drones who walk around and, you know, are just going along with the system, doing what they're told so they can maintain their membership just like you are, you know, are those really the kind of friends you want? Are those the kind of friends you really want to hang out with who will blacklist you, blackball you, and write you off and never have anything to do with you again if you leave that system? Because that's what they'll do. I don't care what church you go to, guys. This is how it works. When you leave a church, they will write you off as though you're the devil himself. They won't have anything to do with you again. Is that love? Is that what they call Christianity? Oh, I just finished working on a show, and again, I don't know when I'm going to do it, but you guys won't believe. When I share this one, it's going to knock your socks off. Mormonism, guys, is got to be the number one most evil religion in this country, aside from, you know, outright Satanism. But you know what? Mormonism is Satanism, too. Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. And that's not a judgmental statement against individual Mormons, many of which are sincere people. I'm talking about the religion itself is absolutely evil. It's pure Satanism. And if you have any doubt about that, stick with Truth Hurts Radio. I'm going to be doing that show here sometime in the near future. It's mind-boggling, guys. When you start looking closely into it, you know, I don't want to ruin the surprise. You know, I'll save it for when I do the show. But when I first looked into this years ago, I just couldn't believe what I was finding out. I mean, it's just mind-blowing, the stuff that goes on. And I'll just say this. I'll wet your whistle a little bit. Joseph Smith, who, of course, was the founder of Mormonism, was a Freemason, and he actually incorporated a lot of the rituals and practices and symbology and temple arrangements from Freemasonry. It's a mirror image of Freemasonry, but it goes way beyond that. Some of their ideas and beliefs and practices are downright absolutely evil. But, you know, I'll argue all organized religion is evil, but that one there, as far as I'm concerned, it takes the cake. All right, guys, we got Ted on the line. We'll take a short break. When we get back, he's going to be updating us on some of the latest happenings. You don't want to miss that. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill.
I can't believe it.
A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Host Charlie Giuliani. We're joined now by Ted Pike, and I got to apologize to him. I actually called him Albert Pike. Oh, heavens forbid. I don't know how that happened. It's like calling you George Bush or something.
Yes, Charlie, can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Yeah, I have been associated with Albert Pike, and people think that maybe there's some kind of a very deep conspiracy here that I am carrying on the work of Albert Pike, you know, the illustrious illuminist of the masonry. But there's no connection between Ted Pike and Albert Pike. We have a completely different bloodline.
You can't see him, folks, but he's making those mason signs right now. The hand signs.
Yeah, well, I do want people to take very seriously the fact that we have two hate crimes bills, which are could momentarily be passed by both the House and the Senate. There's the big federal hate bill, which most everybody is familiar with, which Senator Kennedy and Senator Smith want to attach as an amendment to the big federal arms bill, which will also be voted on fairly soon. And then there's another bill called ENDA. It stands for the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. And this bill is very ominous. It's perhaps not as dangerous as the big federal hate bill, but it is a hate crimes bill in the sense that it penalizes any employer, any church, any landlord who shows bias motivation and then commits the crime of not hiring or firing a homosexual because of their sexual orientation.
And Tim, are you on cell phone or something? Or
well, no, I'm on my landline.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. Maybe it's something with Skype. You were just cutting out.
Oh, really?
Maybe that's not happening over. I don't know if it's happening over the air or if it's just me or. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I could call back, but tell me if it keeps cutting out.
Now.
Is it okay now?
Yeah, it's okay now.
Okay. Well, let me just kind of recap there then. We have two hate bills, basically bias crimes or hate crimes bills, one before the Senate, one before the House, which could be voted on momentarily. This is very dangerous stuff. The first one is the hate crimes bill, which most of our listeners are aware of. This is Senator Kennedy's baby, along with Senator Smith. They want to attach it as a rider to the big federal arms bill, which has got to be passed within the next few days, if not a week. And then there's another bill called ENDA. It's the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. And this hate crimes bill makes it a bias crime or a hate crime for any employer, any landlord, any church denomination not to hire homosexuals. Now, this legislation doesn't require churches to hire homosexuals as clergy, but it would require them to hire homosexuals as bookkeepers, typists, secretaries, janitors, counselors, summer camp counselors, and so on. And so this is a very, very dangerous legislation, very stiff fines for any employer who even attempts to witness or share his faith with a homosexual employee. This is called workplace harassment, hostile workplace, and so on. And this bill covers not only homosexuals but transgenders, even allowing people who are in the middle of sex change to go into dressing rooms, locker rooms, with people basically of the opposite sex, whatever that might be. It's very embarrassing, very problematical.
And again, you know, to impose this, it's just unbelievable. And where's our conservative Christian George? Does he not have a problem with this?
Well, what I'm hoping is, as you know, the president has promised to veto the hate bill. It would be Senate Amendment 2067. He's actually made two statements over the last 6 months. First one was last May when he threatened to veto the hate bill if it were passed by Congress. And then he's also sent out a message that if the Senate does pass the hate crimes amendment and attaches it as a rider to the big federal arms bill, that he will send both of them back to the Senate and have the hate bill taken off. So this is pretty tough talk, very encouraging.
You know, I want to point out that, you know, not all homosexuals, in fact, the majority of homosexuals, don't even advocate this type of thing. You know, this is just a radical movement within. And, of course, we know where this comes from. It's the globalists that are doing this.
Well, historically, it goes back to the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, primarily.
Yeah,
I have a
sure.
video which our folks can watch on Google. It's called Hate Laws Making Criminals of Christians. And I meticulously follow the paper trail, the legislative trail, back to the Anti-Defamation League. Specifically, they held a conference in 1988 at Hofstra University in New York. And at this conference, they gave out the award for a national model hate crimes law competition, which was run by Joseph Ribicoff, who was a Jewish law student from Whittier College in California. And in his proposal, he said that any right-wing organization, Christian conservative organization, that showed a film critical of homosexuality, the leaders should be indicted as hate criminals, and anyone who continued to remain a member of that organization would be indicted as a hate criminal. And basically, ADL took Ribicoff's proposals, merged it with other ideas, and created a model hate crimes law for the states, and then during the 1990s, they persistently persuaded no less than 45 U.S. states to adopt some version of their anti-hate law. So this big federal hate law is just another manifestation of ADL's desire, basically, to end free speech and exalt their position of power and persecute Christianity.
Did you hear about this Christian family in Israel, I guess yesterday? They were told they get 14 days to leave the country. Apparently they've been there for like 20 years. And the reason given is because they think that they're engaged in missionary-type work, trying to proselytize Jews into Christianity. They're making them leave the country.
Oh, really? Are they Gentiles or Jews?
I'm not sure. I know they're Christians, so you know, as far as the Zionists are concerned, that would make you a Gentile.
The law in Israel right now is that Christians cannot come in and proselytize Jews in the sense of offering them any kind of a material enticement, even something as small as a biblical tract or New Testament or even a cup of coffee. And if these are Gentile Christians and have been proselytizing in Israel, that is against the 1977 anti-missionary law, which does provide up to 5 years in prison for Gentiles witnessing in Israel.
No kidding. And yet it's a quote, democracy, whatever that means.
Yeah.
But a democracy, huh?
Yeah. But,
so where do these Zionist Christians get off lending so much support to this nation that is, it's got to be the most antithetical to their interest, isn't it?
Oh yeah. In fact,
you get more freedom in Muslim countries.
Yeah. I was on Rick Adams the other night, and a lady called in during the station break and told him that she had recently taken a tour to Israel, and at Tel Aviv Airport, all the Christians had to surrender any Bibles or New Testaments they had. They were locked up during the period of their stay there in Israel because Israel will not allow all of these Christian evangelicals to attempt to persuade the Jewish people away from their faith. But there is a movement in Knesset right now to make it a hate crime, a bias crime, whatever, for anyone. Any Jew, any Gentile, to attempt to convert a Jew away from his religion. And that will be a flat-out 1 year in prison in Israel if a Jew or a Gentile Christian attempts to persuade anyone, young or old. Right now, it is indictable with 6 months, I believe, in prison for anyone to attempt to proselytize any Jew under the age of 18. So these laws are tightening up in Israel, and they're part and parcel of the hate crimes, bias crimes mentality laws, which ADL B'nai B'rith, which of course is the unregistered agent of Israel in the United States, are trying to establish on the federal as well as the local level in America.
Wow. Whatever happened with the Sanhedrin thing? Remember a few years ago it came out that they had reestablished it? It's up and running again. Has anything come out of that since?
Well, there's a very eminent Kabbalistic rabbi over there whose name is Rabbi Aidan Steinsaltz, and he is considered the most brilliant Talmudic Kabbalistic scholar in the world today. He was described by Newsweek magazine as the kind of mind that comes along every 1,000 years or so. Anyway, he's behind this effort to establish a new Sanhedrin, and of course that goes along with efforts to rebuild the temple, reinstitute the sacrifices, and so on. All of this, of course, has been prophesied in Scripture as happening. But what my case is that it's not in the benign, happy way that most evangelicals view it. This is an evil Antichrist system they're establishing over there in flat-out contradiction to everything God ever required of the Hebrews.
I think they want human sacrifice is what they want.
Well, the Babylonian Talmud, which is the basis of the modern state of Israel, you see, Israel's official position is of the Orthodox branch of Judaism, and the Talmud, of course, is the greatest spiritual and ethical guide to Orthodox Jews. What they're interested in is fulfilling these Old Testament prophecies of dominion and prosperity and sovereignty without any kind of faith or obedience to Jesus Christ, who I believe really started this whole great experiment called Israel. And many people will disagree with me on that, but the fact is that the Old Testament makes it very clear again and again and again that God tells the Hebrews if they do not exercise justice and righteousness and mercy, even on the strangers in the land, which includes the Palestinians, God will throw them out of the land, and he will not allow them even to come back in again until they humble themselves and give him the kind of obedience which Moses and Joshua and Caleb did when they were allowed to come in the land. And yet, evangelicals over the last century have said, well, you know, the Jews are persecuted, the Jews are dispersed. Wouldn't it be nice to bring them back and give them this safe place in the world, in the land of their forefathers, free from any kind of anti-Semitism and criticism and so on? And, of course, that didn't work out like that, did it? It's the most dangerous place on the planet now is to live in Israel for any Jew. And it's because it's against God's law.
An article came out yesterday in the London Telegraph about Nazi Jews attacking, Torah Jews.
Yeah,
literally,
I've heard about
they were
that.
Physically attacking them. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's too significant, really. These are emigres from the Soviet Union, and who knows? I mean, these skinheads.
Well, they call them Israelis. They're from Israel.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're Soviet kids. They're just teenagers from the Soviet Union, 18, 19 years of age, and we're always going to have this problem of these skinheads and so on, adolescents doing crazy things. I don't think it's terribly significant. But what is terribly significant is that there is an international movement coming out of Israel, coming out of ADL, to persecute and harass Christians, especially Christians, but also dissenters that are contrary to their idea of political correctness. And this is very real.
As official government policy. Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. It's manifesting itself now, as I said at the beginning of the program, in two very ominous bias crimes or hate crimes bills, which are in both the House and the Senate. Now, in the House, this bias crimes bill, ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, the bill number on that is H.R. 2015. That's ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. We've got to get people calling in and protesting that. I have a big article on my website just this morning, which is www.truthtellers.org, which will tell you all about ENDA. And if I could just give the toll-free number.
Oh, by all means, yeah.
Yeah. Today, not tomorrow, but today, you've got to call the representative, the member of the House from your district, and the phone number is 877-851-6437. Again, that toll-free number to the member of the House from your district, 877-851-6437. There is a toll number in case that's jammed, which is 202-224-3121. Again, that toll number is 202-224-3121. And just say, please, don't vote for the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. That's H.R. 2015. And just tell them, say, it is I, not homosexuals, who decide whom I hire or rent my apartment to. Again, that message, it's I, not homosexuals, who decide whom I hire as an employee or rent my apartment to. You see, this is a workplace hate crimes bill, which goes into the workplace and begins to tell employers who they cannot hire. And if a homosexual comes in and there's evidence that because of his homosexual status he was either denied employment or he was criticized on the job because of that, or even witnessed to in a workplace Bible study or something like that, or even fired because of his messing around with other men or whatever, then that employer can literally be fined huge sums, and if he ever repeats that, he can go to jail for contempt of court. And so then in the churches, this is especially ominous for the Christians in our audience, because it opens wide the gate for judges to come in and tell churches what is really their spiritual activity and what is non-spiritual. And if you get a pro-homosexual judge, he theoretically could come in and allow homosexuals literally to come in as clergy, saying there's nothing truly uniquely spiritual in this ministry, and they could go into the pulpit. This is a tremendous blasphemy against the church.
The whole point is the Constitution protects us from this kind of thing, and
yes,
the fact that they're doing this, it's very obvious. They're waging war against your rights and freedoms. This affects all of us, guys. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. One last 4 or 5 minute segment here with Ted Pike. So, yeah, by all means, folks, get on the phone, call these toll free numbers, and let your opinion be heard. Don't let these scoundrels take more of your rights away under the color of law. This is such a fraud.
Yes.
Great job you're doing there, Ted. Do you see this as them trying to sneak in piecemeal the hate bill crime that you shot down or you helped shoot down a month or two ago? Or
well, you see, back in May, the House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed the hate bill. So what remains now is the Senate, and there's been so much protest, criticism coming in, not just from alternative talk radio, but also from the religious right, that they that Kennedy and Smith have decided not to try to move the hate bill in as standalone legislation, but try to tack it on as a rider, as an amendment to must-pass legislation, which is this huge arms bill. And what will be decided even as early as this week is whether the Senate will allow them the 60 votes in order to do that. And what we have to do is, I've just been mentioning calling your House members about the ENDA bill, the workplace bias bill, but also we have to call our senator from our state immediately and protest the Kennedy hate bill, Kennedy-Smith hate crimes bill, which is even more dangerous. In fact, it's much more dangerous. These are both Orwellian bills which take away freedom of speech in our country. And folks, call that toll-free number real quickly again. It's 877-851-6437. Call your senator also today and tell him, please, don't vote for the Kennedy hate crimes bill. Hate laws have taken away free speech in Canada and many European countries. We need to get to not only those messages to those who are voting for the hate bill, but one of the great values of calling in to the senator from your state is that if he is a Republican, he's probably against the hate bill. And if he hears your call, he hears lots of calls from his constituents, that's going to give him real backbone and real courage to go out there and make a fuss on the floor of the Senate, maybe as early as today or tomorrow in protest of this bill. We're hoping the Republicans will fight. They will fight hard. They will filibuster. They'll do anything they can to stop this this evil legislation.
Ted, why don't you go ahead one more time and give those numbers out just to make
sure. This is an all-purpose toll-free number, either to your member of the House of Representatives. When you call the House, you'll be protesting ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. When you call the Senate, you'll be protesting Kennedy's hate bill. And again, that toll-free number is 877-851-6437. And there's a toll number, which is 202-224-3121. Now, if you're in your car, you don't have a paper and pencil, remember this handy website, which is truthtellers.org. Come to truthtellers.org, and you'll find all the information there you need. We also have a list of about 37 members of the Senate who are good bets for calling. Perhaps they can cross the line and vote against the hate bill. But we need to have one great upheaval of protest now, letting the members of the Congress know that we will not allow to be established hate crimes bureaucracies in this country like they have in Canada, taking away free speech.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ted, for calling in, giving us the update, guys. Get on the phones, please, and call. Let your voice be heard. Don't let them get away with this. All right, guys, have a great day. We'll catch you tomorrow. Got a great guest. You want to miss it. We'll see you then.
With recent internet.